XtendFlex soybeans are the most in-demand trait going into 2022, and we have a great supply to match. I'm Darren Hefty with Hefty Seed Company. XtendFlex is the most versatile soybean trait on the market today, with a triple stack allowing you to spray Roundup, Liberty, or Dicamba to keep weeds down. This year, we have a huge selection of XtendFlex beans available with all the maturities, tolerance to diseases, and agronomic characteristics your farm needs. Buying early gets you the best pricing and the best availability of the top new numbers. Talk to your local Hefty agronomist today.
Okay, thank you, and welcome back to Farm Talk. We talk wheat, corn, beans, edible beans, cows, pigs, sheep, goats, all 4-H, FFA. We talk about everything under the sun when it comes to agriculture. And we're going to focus on growing wheat right now with the National Association of Wheat Growers, National Wheat Foundation's project manager, Ann Osborne. Hello, Ann.
Hi, Mick. Thanks for having me on this afternoon.
You bet, because we got lots to brag about. I know the 2021 National Wheat Yield Contest is kind of wrapped up, and you'll be announcing some winners here a little bit later. But tell us, you're making some changes to the 2022 National Wheat Yield Contest.
That's right. Do you want me to cover a little bit about 21 first?
Yeah, let's start with
a lot of questions.
Okay, tell us about this year's contest and kind of some of the details.
Okay, just where we're at on the timeline is that people have been sending in the samples for their grain samples if they're entering, and I needed to get those mailed by September 15th, so I should be about done with getting those. And they need to get their yield data online to the entry site by October 1st. So then after October 1st, we will crunch that data and be able to tell us some winners. But until October 1st, I can't really let out any information about who would be the winners for 21, because people still can put their data in all the way up till October 1st. So okay, if they wanted to enter the contest and they went and had a supervisor and measured their yield and sent me a grain sample, they need to get on that website and put their data in.
All right. Get her done, as Larry the Cable Guy would say, huh? Because you've got till
right,
midnight next Friday, by October 1st, so Thursday, September 30th, is that the deadline? Or can you do it Friday night, October 1st?
Oh, I'll let them go till Friday night, October 1st.
Oh, you're so nice.
On Saturday.
Okay.
I'll work all weekend on looking at that data. It is very interesting, and people are asking me, do you know who won yet? And I can't say, because there could be people that have still not put their harvest data into the website. So I can't say who won yet, but I can say it's a very competitive contest.
And we have state winners and a national winner, or and categories. How does it break down?
Yes, we'll announce state winners, first through third, and then we'll also have the 24 national winners. In the national winners, I have 14 in winter wheat and 10 in spring wheat, and we use a dry land and an irrigated. And then on the dry land, we also go ahead and recognize the percent above the USDA county average. So that's how those 24 yield winners are determined. And we are keeping that the same for the 22 contest. So the 24 national winners are going to be all the same, winter wheat, spring wheat, dry land, and irrigated. And we also are adding to the 22 recognition is a quality piece, where we're going to recognize industry-desired quality. So out of those 24 winners, we're going to call for their sample. We want them to send in a 6-pound wheat sample. So everybody that enters needs to hold on to 6 pounds of that good wheat. And if they're one of the winners, they mail in a sample and we get that tested for some industry desired qualities, like end use qualities for baking and milling. Those people will win an additional $500.
Okay, that's next year, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, that's the new feature for 22.
All right. Is this the 21? Is this the fifth year of the National Wheat Yield Contest?
21 was the sixth year.
Sixth
so
year.
We're going into our seventh year. Yeah.
So for number seven, then, you've added a cash reward. We won't call it a cash prize. Let's call it a cash reward.
For quality, exactly. So what we're trying to show people is they can raise high yield and high quality wheat. And we know it can be done because we're finding it being done all over the country with you know, the variety selection's important. Their inputs are all important, but we're not just going to go for just yield with the wheat that nobody can bake up a loaf of bread with. We've got to go for both yield and quality. So we keep our end users happy. You know, it's all about the customer. And ultimately, if you don't have a customer for your product, you're not going to be able to sell your product. So we do like to have those customers of ours, which are, you know, a lot of our domestic millers are on my, are sponsors of the Wheat Yield Contest, and they love to see this where we're not only rewarding yield, but we're also going to be striving for that good quality wheat.
What are the industry desired quality standards that they're looking for?
Well, okay, so that is a good question, and we've done the best we can. I work together with U.S. Wheat Associates to develop these charts. In the rules, they can go in and see. So, for example, hard red spring wheat, they're going to need to have 57 pounds test weight or more, 13.5% protein, falling numbers 300. The farinograph, which is a measure of the protein absorption, the stability, and peak time, we've got some numbers in there too that we want to look at. So we have a little range. And then the bread loaf, which is a little pup loaf, we want that volume in hard red spring to be greater than 950. So we do have those industry desired standards in there. And so they need to meet all of those to get that extra $500.
The farinograph test, huh?
Yes.
That's it. And then
it kind of measures the quality of the protein. So you could have protein that says it's, you know, 13.5%, but it isn't, it needs to be a certain quality so that in the mill, when they're processing the dough, it will be able to do the things that they want it to do to make a good loaf of bread.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, get your 21 entries in the data in. For those who have entered the 21 Wheat Yield Contest. And again, maybe this is a reason to plant some wheat in 2022.
Yes, right. Oh, there's lots of good reasons to plant wheat. But entering the Wheat Yield Contest it's just a way for them to challenge themselves. You know, let me challenge myself to try something new on this, you know, smaller acres. We need, you know, 5 acres. They harvest an acre and a half. So they can take a smaller field and do some maybe higher levels of inputs, work with their seed suppliers and work with their retailers to do some higher levels of inputs on those acres and see how much can they push the yield and the quality.
And, well, the corn people and the soybean people, but especially the corn, the, you know, famous NCGA corn yield contest, been doing it for a number of years. And we got to wave the flag on wheat because, hey, we go out or we, you know, love bread, muffins, and all kinds of products made from wheat. I guess we need to maintain let's have the contest for improving the yield and the quality.
Yes. Yeah, that is right. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, wheat growers, even this year with the drought, I mean, they were able to, you know, because of improvements in varieties and also their farming methods, you know, with 3 and 4 inches of rain, it was amazing the kind of yields and quality they could come out with this year. So we're very impressed. And we tried to use our wheat grower contestants as, you know, to educate other people too. How are they doing that? What's one of the keys, what they use or what do they do to get these high yields? So we're trying to use some education as well.
Okay, great info for the 21 Wheat Yield Contest. Get your data in. And for the 22 National Wheat Yield Contest, a $500 cash reward to national winners in a number of categories. Now, do you have a website for all the details on these?
Yes, that would be, they should go yieldcontest.wheatfoundation.org.
Gotcha. Ann Osborne, Project Manager for the National Wheat Foundation, part of NOG, National Association of Wheat Growers. Ann, hey, thanks for the good work you do. Have a great rest of the week, and don't work too hard the first weekend of October.
All right. Thanks so much, Mick.
All righty. Thank you.